What's going on, everyone? I'm Mike.
Yeah, I'm Bash.
And welcome to House of Pod. Different bat time, same bat network. Because It's Sunday or Monday, depending on when you listen to it. It could also be Tuesday.
Yeah, you listen to it whatever day you want. We don't tell you how to live your life.
But we're not recording Thursdays anymore. We're doing the weekends because all of the news happens on Fridays after we record.
Yes.
As we stated last time. So today we will be playing Pandemic with our friend Taylor. It's suitable and very tasteless, but I'm sure it'll go great. And also we want to announce before we get into the news, we're going to be doing a tournament of power or whatever name we haven't decided on yet. Basically, we drew out a bunch of random heroes and villains and we're putting them in a fight in a tournament and we're going to see who is the winner.
Yes.
You want to read off some of the names?
I could do that. Round one, we got Nightcrawler and Daredevil.
I'm so excited about that one.
Captain America and Bane, Nightwing and the Thing, Colossus and Venom, Starlight from The Boys and Cyborg, Beast Boy versus Pixie, Cheetah versus Black Panther, lol's cats, Hellboy versus Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted a Street Shark versus Cable, but then we would have needed to add a lot more matches, so inevitably that one got pulled.
We'll probably end up doing about two matches.
And we couldn't decide which Street Shark.
Yeah, that's because, I mean, they're so different in every way.
I know.
One's a hammerhead, one's a great white, one's brown.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of shark that is.
It could be a brown shark.
Are there brown sharks?
I think so.
Are they just different colored sharks?
I don't know.
They just got lazy at a certain point. That one looks like a hammer.
Yeah, that's a brown shark.
But yeah, next week we will be doing Nightcrawler versus Daredevil and then Captain America versus Bane. Basically, the rules are first the person, they can't kill each other, so they have to knock the other person out, basically. It's just a big arena, like your standard Dragon Ball Z fights, no ring outs, so only knockouts. And we're going to be pitting all of their different attributes up against each other, and we'll see. And then we'll just argue for like an hour about who we think is the winner. So it should be an interesting one. I don't know if I'm more excited for next week. I don't know which one I'm more excited for. Because Captain America and Bane and Nightcrawler versus Daredevil are all both really good matchups.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one would be better.
So, yeah, we're gonna dive into that, and I'm gonna learn a lot more about my favorite X-Men, which I'll be surprised if it's not like a crazy amount. I love Nightcrawlers. I'm pretty. Do you know he can teleport into the afterlife?
I didn't know that. Oh, he could teleport across dimensions.
It's like a new. His power goes and makes him go through the dimensions. But the after he died saving Kitty Pryde, when he came back, he was able to teleport essentially to Marvel's. He can like go to Marvel's afterlife. Like he can shift planes into like the ethereal world.
That's convenient considering how much everyone dies.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Also, since he came back from dying, I guess there's. I don't know. There's some report that he's semi-immortal because he keeps on getting all these like wounds that should kill normal people. And yes, I realize this is comic books, but he just like makes miraculous recoveries.
Yeah, and
all the time.
Which is funny because even at this point, it's like all of the X-Men are immortal because of House of X.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone dies, they can just like completely just bring them back to life.
Unless they kill one of the five.
Yeah, that's true. But they'll probably never leave that island. I'm assuming. It's like, you guys got to stay here. Sorry. We'll just dive into that a lot deeper next week. But for now, let's move over to the Channel 7 News with Nicholas Basham. Basham, how are things in the chop here today?
Delayed. All very delayed. Well, we have Batman, which originally was June 25th, coming out in 2021, now coming out October 1st, so same year, move back, not bad. Shazam was originally, Shazam 2 was originally supposed to be the first quarter of 2022, now they've slated it for November of 2022.
Yeah, same year, okay.
Into the Spider-Verse 2, though, that was delayed till October 7th, 2022. Spider-Man, which was originally supposed to be July 16th, is now November 5th, so, again, slid back.
Yeah.
And then Venom got a new subtitle, Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, October 2nd, but originally scheduled out. They finally moved it to June 25th. Be a nice summer movie.
That's kind of a lame title.
Yeah, I know.
That's like what my like AOL username was when I was in high school.
Venom, let there be carnage.
Just let there be. It's like a statement like that, or like this is the quote from that My Chem song on my MySpace.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's gonna
be carnage.
Is he from the South?
Yeah.
Is he?
Cletus Cassidy?
Yeah. Cletus from the South? I didn't know that.
What?
I guess I'm also
basing... My theory was that was the reason they didn't put him in a movie for the longest time. It's like, because you're going to have this scary Venom or like Carnage symbiote talking like a redneck.
So I guess I didn't remember Woody Harrelson having that drawl.
Yeah, he said that. He's like, when I get out, and I will, there's going to be carnage. Pretty much exactly like that.
Interesting.
I guess he's going to be the intimidating redneck, not the funny ones. Not the, like, Dale Gribble. Yeah, I'm in an angle thing. Or that's not Dale.
Yeah, that is Boomhauer. Yeah, Boomhauer. The old man on the Dale, man on Boomhauer, man. I love Boomhauer. That's how I talk when I wake up.
Yes, that was a long sideways step. Do you have anything else that does not involve wrestling?
This isn't necessarily like movie related news, but Mick Gordon, who was the guy who did the music for the Doom video games, like the like heavy as fuck metal, he apparently has left id Software over tampering with the soundtrack. And I'm not 100% sure. I wonder, because I caught this like earlier today.
Was it too metal for video games?
I don't know, because I mean the first Doom soundtrack was awesome. Like I have the BFG song on like different playlists on my phone just because of how good that song is. But like I haven't really read too much into it. But it sucks that they lost him, because like he worked with like him and like guys from Periphery to like write some of these songs and perform some of these songs, and it's. That's stupid on their part for making someone leave who is arguably like one of the bigger, like whenever it doesn't matter how bad or certain people have issues with the game. The music is always like, oh, this music is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Cause it is. It's just fucking awesome. But, yeah, I'll look into that more development. I know that has nothing to do with what we usually talk about. Cause you're not much of a video game person.
I am not.
But I know you're a metal person.
But it includes nerdy topics. Yes. Yes, I am.
So yeah, I think that's all the regular news we got. I know we got some stuff on the wrestling side. We can talk.
Yeah. Dash and Dawson, formerly The Revival, have changed their name to The Revolt. Only problem with that is that's already a name in PWX, owned by Caleb Connolly and Zane Riley. So yeah, I guess Dash is now Howard and Dawson is now Wheeler. And they're not changing the name. I guess they're just going to go with that.
Well, they call themselves, like, FTR, right? Isn't it, like, Fear the Renewal?
I don't know if they actually got that trademark or not. The WWE might own it.
Well, technically, they never, like... I don't think they started it. I think they started putting FTR on their gear because the Young Bucks and all them started doing that.
Lulz.
And it was kind of like a rib on that. So I don't know, because I know that FTR was one of the things they tried to copyright when they left. But I mean, it honestly,
I don't know if they got that or not, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's other R names you can use. People know who you are, so it doesn't really matter. You, like, what was it? Revolt? Fear the Revolt?
Yes.
You can call yourself Revolution.
Fear the Revolution.
Yeah. Everyone will just call you FTR. So then you can keep that going when you inevitably sign at AEW and have probably the best tag team match of all time with the Young Bucks.
Yeah, that's going to be
insane. Going to be the best tag team match of all time. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so fucking good. And we're probably going to have to wait like months.
Oh, yeah. They're going to build so much of it. They're going to do so many teases.
Well, they still have, I'm pretty sure everyone that was released still has a 90-day no compete clause on their contracts.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's why a lot of them were released.
What? Oh, no, they were released because
we don't need to pay you those next 90 days? Cool.
We don't need to dive into the numbers, because far be it from me to be spouting, like, quarterly incomes and all that bullshit. But you, if those who are listening should listen to the quarterly call that WWE did, because they're making a lot of more money. They're very than they were. I think like every almost everything was up. Like WrestleMania buys or was like that. It peaked at like 2.1 million at the beginning of the year and stuff like that. Like and like all their ad revenue.
Really weird for an empty show.
Yeah, and like it's just you listen to it and it just makes you madder because it's like why the fuck if you're making all this money why are you cutting talent?
Maybe they like need an excuse.
But that's just for the shareholders. They like we already like they only saved like $4 million cutting all those people, which is nothing.
Especially with that Saudi money.
It's just yeah. Oh, they did mention that because they're supposed to have another Saudi show this year, but if everything is going the way it is, basically whatever last show they would have, they just are gonna have add one more to it. So like at the end of their deal with them, they'll have to do an extra show basically. But it's an interesting listen. I would definitely check it out. And it made me upset because people don't have jobs. But honestly, if that's how they're going to be cutting corners to keep their stockholders happy, I'm sure everybody's better off working somewhere else.
Probably.
Yeah.
On a related note, Sarah Logan is on her way back in.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, considering that the Viking experience Raiders are in there and they're married. And that was probably one that, you know, he was, or one of the, which one's married to him?
I think it's Ivar.
Ivar? Yeah. Maybe. Ivar goes to Vince. They're like, what the hell? Oh, you're married to her? Oh, all right, she can come back.
So stupid. Like the day is, I feel like they've done that before where they fire someone and hire them the same day.
Yeah. I think they did that with Naomi, didn't they?
Probably.
Fired her like, oh, wait.
No, that's right. Yeah, you're good.
You're related to The Rock.
You're related to The Rock. Is she? Oh, yeah, she's married to Jimmy. That's right. Mm-hmm. Jimmy or Jay?
One of those two for sure.
Yeah. They're definitely one of those two. Do we have any other wrestling news?
I do not.
All right. Let's do a quick rundown of AEW NXT before we jump into Pandemic. Dun, dun, dun. So, quick recap. A very squash heavy match. It's heavy AEW, but the matches that they did have were pretty good and are leading to even more intriguing things. So we had Darby Allin defeating Sammy Guevara to advance to the semifinals of the TNT Championship. It was like really good match. There's like that really nasty missed dive from Darby into like the railing, just like knocking his ass out.
Yeah.
And then Sammy follows up with like a double front flip, or was that a double shooting star press?
I think it was a 450.
Okay. I know he's flipped twice. I couldn't remember what direction he flipped in.
Yeah. It was backwards and appears forward. To not hit at the right camera angle.
Yeah, that was a little weird. But Sammy went to go set up for him. Assuming what looked like the GTS. I can't remember the name of his, if it's like his actual finisher or whatnot. But as he goes, at Darby reverses it into his Last Supper, which is that submission/pin that literally nobody has kicked out of yet.
Yeah. I like it. It looks brutal.
I'm super pumped. So he's going to be, he's going to be advancing and facing Cody. Oh man. What the fuck? Sorry about that. He's going to be advancing and facing Cody in the semifinals, which I'm not sure if it happens next week or not. But we'll see. Cause I think they're running out of taped shows.
Yeah, watch, they ran out right before the finale.
I can see that because I'm sure back in April, they were like May, or like, you know, March and April, they're like, maybe by May, this will be done so that we can end it with a live show, you know?
Mm-hmm. Live at a pay-per-view.
Yeah. But afterwards, we had a Hardy promo. Jericho. He was very upset that Jericho didn't answer his call to fight him at the Hardy compound. So then he called out Sammy because Sammy was the only one who was brave enough to call him out in the Brady Bunch parody, which we got another of.
Bubbly Bunch.
Yeah, the Bubbly Bunch, week two. So then Matt turned into regular Matt. And started talking about like his history with Jericho and why he wants to go after him because he wants to like knock down the pillars of AEW and all this stuff. Which I was like, He can just switch back and forth now.
Hey, it's Damascus.
I guess true. It is. It is a different. It's a different vessel or a different
essence.
Entity. Different essence.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just a little bit shocking right there. But I think that works out because you can have Sammy lose to Matt. Jericho doesn't need a loss on his win-loss record since those matter. That gives a win to Matt, and then we have a cool Hardy compound match.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm down with that. I'll take it. Afterwards is the beginning of our squash matches. Although this one wasn't as squashy, we had Kenny Omega defeating Allen Angels, followed by Orange Cassidy defeating Jimmy Havoc, and I love Orange Cassidy matches.
Yeah.
I just watch them. I feel weird trying to describe like especially these comedy matches, because it's like it's not funny if I'm like, oh, and then he did the slow kicks thing, and then, you know, and then he sprung out of whatever. Like, it's so much better and so much more enjoyable if you just watch the actual watch,
especially
like,
with the crowd reacting to it.
Yeah, the like 7 or 8 people that were in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we had squash number 2 with Wardlow defeating Lee Johnson. I do like his finisher. It's got a nice, like, weird spinning F5 kind of thing
F-10. Going on.
Yeah, an F10. Is that what they're calling it?
Yes.
That's class. Yeah, followed by another squash match. We had Brody Lee beating up on Justin Law, which is good. There was also...
Justin name's always good for wrestling.
Mm-hmm. They also had... Brody Lee was like interviewing someone. They didn't show who it was, but like he was asking, like,
he got the job.
Yeah, his weight and his height, and if he ever played professional football, which I thought was funny. Yeah, and so I'm assuming next week we'll figure out who that is, mm-hmm. unless they already announced it on the social media and I just didn't look.
Could be.
That could also be the case.
I don't think I saw anything either.
But the last match of the night, we had Dustin Rhodes versus Kip Sabian, defeating Kip Sabian to advance to the semifinals. It was a pretty solid match. The Canadian Destroyer that Dustin won with was pretty class.
He's got a pretty good, amazing Canadian Destroyer and still an amazing power slam.
Mm-hmm. But he will be facing Lance Archer in the semifinals, and he's probably going to get his shit rocked.
I would imagine so.
If I'm going to go ahead and give a slight like a prediction of what's going to happen, I'm going to go ahead. Well, actually, it could go one of two ways. I think either Cody's going to beat Darby. Lance mm-hmm. is going to trounce Dustin. They're going to face each other. I think it's actually at Double or Nothing. They'll face each other at Double or Nothing for the TNT Championship. Or Darby will beat Cody. Lance will trounce Dustin. And then Darby ends up getting the upset victory for the TNT Championship. And when Lance goes to beat down Darby, that's when Cody comes in for the save. There's respect between the two of them, and then you can start your Cody and Lance feud. Because Cody doesn't need a belt to feud with Lance.
That's true. I like it.
Plus, you put a belt on Darby Allin, which is like completely deserving. Because that guy has been kicking ass since he started here.
Yeah, everything he does is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. So we'll see how that pans out next week, and then we'll see if they might be going back to live taping soon too. Since WWE is now an essential, or since wrestling is essential in Florida,
yes.
they can head back to Jacksonville more than likely. But they could also be like, we're going to be sensible and just record a bunch of more episodes.
Yeah, probably.
Just instead of having them come out every fucking time. No, they changed that. They're doing recordings now
mm-hmm.
for WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was Takeover. That was Dynamite. It was Dynamite. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm dating myself.
Yeah. So we were supposed to get Balor versus Dream, but apparently Balor wasn't there. They got to stop doing this. It's moved on to NXT. So Dream's about to drop a promo when Wild Adam Cole appears, and it's just an Undisputed Era mugging. Until a 1973 Volkswagen Beetle that oddly resembles Keith Lee comes out and just pounces everyone out of the ring. So yeah, for the main event, we are getting Keith Lee and Velveteen Dream versus Adam Cole and Roderick Strong.
That's awesome.
But first match for the night is Tegan Nox and Shotzi Blackheart versus Gonzalez. I can't remember her first name for some odd reason. Renee Gonzalez?
Oh, that's one from her.
And Dakota Kai. This match is just here to make Gonzalez look like a monster. Because, like last week, Tegan Nox kind of stole a win, and it was like, oh, this should be a big deal, but we haven't actually seen her do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Raquel Gonzalez, not Renee. We haven't seen Raquel Gonzalez actually do anything, so this was like, oh, okay, she's going to look strong. She just, does a massive one-arm powerbomb to Shotzi for the win there.
Jesus.
next up for the interim cruiserweight, we had Drake Maverick, who knows he's getting released, versus Jake Atlas, who, just started. You get a promo package for both, and it shows this, and yeah, he had a tryout in, December of 2018, so he has not been on TV for a long time. The Mavericks trailer, though, it also, showed his Twitter video, so I'm not sure if this is a work or not. It would be incredibly in bad taste if it was.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I thought these were pre-taped, so he already knows he's being released, and they did a video package about him getting released?
I don't think these are pre-taped. I think they're doing, live
But they episodes. Did a video package about him getting released.
No, they did a video package with that, Twitter video that him, he did getting released. Where he was reacting to it.
Just keep reading. I have so much to say about that I don't want to say right
now. Yeah, I know. it's in bad taste if that's a work, but I don't know. Maybe he was like, hey, use it. I need a good storyline to go out on.
It's in bad taste if it's a work or if it's not a work. It's especially in bad taste if they're like, yeah, we're firing you, but we're going to use that emotional video that you had to really hammer in the fact that you're not working with this company anymore.
I think the third option to that is they were going to release him, but they need to keep the storyline the same, so they're still going to release him, but now after they saw oh, people actually like Drake Maverick, they're gonna okay, you can stay, we'll somehow figure out a storyline to do this.
Fuck, just
basically after the internet response, they're like, okay, we done bad, we'll figure this one out. Or maybe Jesus Papa Tripp stepped in and was like, look, Vince,
fuck that,
look
man.
At the just money Drake, you could make.
Drake, just leave. Bring back what's his Spud oh my god.
Yeah, it was Spud something.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on his last name, but you can do so much better and be better taken mm-hmm. care of.
And you wouldn't need to piss your pants when the piss mechanism fails.
Just what the fuck? Sorry,
anyway,
go ahead.
It's kind of an evenish match. It was terrific storytelling where, they're both like, I need this. And then Atlas is like, well I need this. So it was kind of like a moving out versus moving in. Yeah, anyway. Maverick kind of went for a hurricanrana off the top, and Atlas just grabbed the ropes, missed it. Atlas executed a cartwheel DDT, which is a very underrated move. It's pretty amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah, he cartwheels off the ropes Undertaker doing old school, but he turns it into a DDT afterwards. It was pretty amazing. He kind of tries to Drake, and Drake just looks at him as he's walking out, because he's like, oh man, I was rooting for him. He's like, but I'm excited, I'm going all the way. Anyway, next up we have another interim match. It's Knees versus Kushida. No storytelling, just really, really good wrestling. Kushida's just working the arm, kicking it. He locks on the, I think it's the Sakurabe?
Sakurabe. Rico.
Oh, Sakurabe.
Oh, that's not, I can't do that anymore. Rico Suave.
He just kind of blocks it in early, but Knees does a German suplex into a pin. It's pretty awesome. But he's on the corner, and Knees is trying to put Kushida in the fireman carry, and he flips over into the Sakurabe again. It looked pretty awesome, kind of he does for the hoverboard.
Sakurabe.
Yeah, we get a Thatcher and a Riddle promo next, which is hilarious because Riddle. We get a Karrion Kross promo with dying things and leather.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Dying things in leather.
We get a Johnny Gargano promo, which was good, but both a little bit weird, because they're both like, oh, we're going to destroy NXT, and the cup that he used in the Ciampa match was this, centerpiece on the table, and they're eating dinner. And
who's
they? Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae.
Okay.
And, they're both heel now, and they're talking about, how they're going to ruin NXT. It was good, but kind of weird. We move on to an Io Shirai promo, where she's like, I bow down to no one. Simple yet effective. I really want her to beat Charlotte, and I think it's very unfortunate. She probably won't, unless there's some shenanigans at Mia Yim, which is why they're doing that in the beforehand.
You already know how I feel about Charlotte in NXT right now, so.
Yeah. Then there's like a... We move to another promo, because we haven't had enough, where it's like a Drake Maverick after the fight, and he's like, everyone in the tournament is fighting other people. He's like, I was the only one fighting other people and myself. Which kind of makes me think it's a work a little bit more, but...
Honestly, probably not. I mean,
really did think that they intended to fire him and not use him at all, and then they saw the amazing response that his video got, and they're like, oh, people like him. We can't let him go.
They don't, like, give a shit about, like look what they did with Matt Hardy and Vince Edge.
Vince doesn't. Trips, though.
Yeah, but look what they did with, like, Matt Hardy and Edge. Like, they don't care. The personal stuff, like, they'll use that to sell money. They don't give a shit about the people involved. Matt should have won all of those feuds.
That was Vince.
Yeah, but still.
This is Trips.
It doesn't matter. It all falls from the same fucking tree.
No, I think there's some cases where Trips can, like, look at the popularity. Vince, money. And he, you're right. You're right, Hunter.
That's... I could go into that and all of the other numerous characters that have fallen to the wayside and they lost money opportunities on, but...
Oh, I know.
That's just me. All right, sorry, go ahead.
I know, but not in NXT.
This company just makes me too angry.
Remember, we all fear people getting drafted up now to the main roster.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Now we live in a world where it's like, oh, we might get drafted up soon. Oh, man.
His character was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aleister Black was waiting in a room for 9 months. So next up we had Mia Yim versus Jessi Kamea. This was kind of like a make Mia Yim look good match because all the announcers talked about was the Charlotte match. And then she has that afterwards to make the official challenge, and, you know, she was herself. It worked perfectly. Next up, Jack Gallagher versus El Hijo de Fantasma in his debut. But it was kind of like Gallagher's branding, because, like, the Gentleman Jack Gallagher thing kind of...
Doesn't he have, like, a chest tattoo now?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So he's just like, all right. And, yeah, they got promos beforehand, and he talked about how the tattoos represent all the change and yada yada. Like, it actually was a decent match, oddly enough. But, yeah, Fantasma nailed the Samoan driver at one point and won that. But still, Jack Gallagher looked good. That was kind of like a weird, like, okay, we can't have him look bad, but we can't have him look bad.
They need to put Gallagher with Mustache Mountain so they can start the Mustache Club.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. They'll just come out and twirl their mustaches.
I'd be okay with this.
I would too.
Next up, well, actually not next up, because after the match we have... that van that abducted Joaquin Wilde and Raul Mendoza, it just kind of, like, shows up and tries to get Fantasmo into the van, but he fights him off, so they just kind of, like, take off and leave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this kind of leads me to think it's a faction that's making fun of the Dark Order. I don't know. It's not like Vince to be petty, but...
Yeah, right.
Something tells me that might be where they're going. But we get to the main event, which is the Velveteen Dream and Keith Lee versus Roddy and Cole. The Undisputed Era attacks Dream and Lee before, and while the ref's distracted with Bobby Fish, Priest kind of like comes out and hits Keith Lee in the throat with a nightstick. So we do not get Keith Lee. It's just Dream versus Cole and Strong. Until he's kind of like surviving for a while, and then Dexter Lumis, who was being a creepy stalker last week, just kind of randomly appears in the apron. The weird part about that is the ref isn't like, no, you're not in this match. He's like, hey, you need to hold the tag rope. That was the like, huh, I thought he was going to throw him out, and then he's like, hey, tag rope. Like, wait, what? Okay, I guess Dexter Lumis is in the match now.
Why would you hit Keith Lee in the throat and like possibly damage that buttery voice of his?
Because it's Damian Priest, he's feuding.
I can't wait, because, I mean, those random instances where you get when Keith Lee hulks out.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
He goes Volkswagen mode.
I can't wait. Yeah, Volkswagen mode just runs people over.
Yeah, so, yeah, Dream tags him in, and he goes insane. Like, he dominates the Undisputed Era. I was very shocked.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, he's kind of had a slow, methodical style up until now, and he breaks that here, and he just, like, takes everyone out. He delivers a spine buster to Cole and then like Dream tags him in before he does like a somersault flip over the top rope into Fish and Roddy. And then Dream hits the Purple Rainmaker for the 1-2-3. It was
interesting.
I don't know what it was. I'm not sure why it happened, but I like it.
All right.
I think they're just kind of like, hey, Dexter Lumis, you're up, moving up.
Yep, come
just
on.
Like, we're going to light a rocket under you. This is the mother of all pushes. You've had two matches, time to move up to the main roster.
Yeah, right. Jesus.
Yeah, play with the big boys now.
All right, well, that's some solid week of wrestling.
Yeah, that's some wrestling.
Yeah. We will cut to a quick break to our sponsors, and then we will get back straight into pandemic.
Just kidding. We don't have sponsors.
No, we're sponsored by Anchor, but it's like the app that we're using.
Yeah, so they're like, they have to sponsor us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because we signed up for it.
They're like, yeah, you could use us, which it's good for the most part.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
This isn't the sponsorship. It's coming up.
All right, we are here playing Pandemic in the pandemic because we're tasteless.
I can't disagree.
We are joined by Taylor Rachel.
What's up?
We are going to be playing the game Pandemic. Basham, we'll be reading the rules because all of this is being learned on the fly.
Yeah.
So bear with us.
Yeah. We have played it once while drunk, and none of us really remember playing it. I just know that I have played it.
Clear this throat.
Yes.
The narrator spoke.
I'm gonna skip rule 1 because the only thing important you need to know is place one research station in Atlanta. Atlanta is the home to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
That's these are the little white buildings, right?
Yeah, yeah, kind of the white right hospital there. Building things.
I see.
Okay, yeah. So far
this game is very accurate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no.
You go there to either cure diseases, or you can use it for quick transport to another disease center.
Oh.
Okay.
So only the CDC has developed teleportation technology.
Shh, they don't want anyone to know that. The ATF also has it, but that's something we also don't talk about. Next, place outbreak and cure markers. Place the outbreak marker at the zero space on the outback track. If we get to 8, we die.
Dun, dun, dun.
The game is over. Place the 4 cure markers, vial side up, near the discovered cure indicators.
Which okay. is there.
Yes. Because that's just, I don't know, I like doing things like that. Okay, so now we need to place the infection rate marker at the most, or leftmost 2 space.
Here.
Indeed. Shuffle the infection cards and flip over 3 of them.
Shuffle.
We already dealt out one of them.
Yeah.
I have Algeria.
I got Buenos Aires.
And I have Beijing.
Poor Beijing.
I know.
Too real.
3 cards on each of those. Okay, so next, we need to flip over 3 more cards.
All right, who else is getting fucked? Bangkok. Poor Bangkok.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are we just going to go like that?
Yep.
Can you
Mexico City.
Can you put 2 red ones on Bangkok when you get a chance, Taylor?
Yes. I have Khartoum. I'm guessing what that is.
In
Sudan.
We don't need any of the... Oh, it's over there.
Just 2 of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then one more for the one disease?
Yep, flip over 3 more cards, put 1 disease cue on each city.
Hong Kong. This is too real. So, yeah, put 1 on Hong Kong, please. Taylor, would you get a chance?
Hold on, I'm on the yellows. Where are we going?
New York.
Oh.
Yeah, we're getting kind of real there.
This is getting too real.
Our hearts are with everybody, and thank you to all the first responders and everybody out on the front lines and everything.
Thank you, Angela, who I'm sure isn't listening to this.
We've got King.
Just
Kinshasa.
Yes.
This isn't
the Congo.
The red light doesn't mean the mic is muted, does it?
No, if it's flashing, it'll be muted.
Awesome. Then we're still live. Hey, look, Potapalooza, 2 day while we set up, there's a 2 day viral podcast festival that we're not in.
Huh.
This is weird because we're the only podcast that exists, so it's very odd that we'd be the ones that get excluded from the festival pod.
Yes, I find that strange.
It is very odd.
But yes.
All right.
One cube placed on Kinshasa.
Oh, yeah, and then we need one on, what was it, Hong Kong.
Just one.
All right. Mm-hmm. So the diseases have been placed.
Now that we have all been diseased. That was close. moving on. All right, so each player, we have a reference card in front of you already. And we get roll cards.
Okay. Character so time.
Now we're role playing.
Who am I? I am a medic.
Ooh, I'm a scientist. And I'm female on the card.
Remove all cubes
and I'm a researcher. Color
when doing treat diseases. Automatically remove cubes of your cure disease from the city you are in. Oh, wow. So am I just like constantly curing these things?
Yeah, you got superpowers.
Sweet.
My card reads, under scientist, you need only 4 cards of the same color to do the discover a cure action.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
We'll all find out together.
I was going to say, I might be the one that cures us all. So,
well, I'm a researcher, so I may give any one of my city cards when you share knowledge. It need not match your city. A player who shares knowledge with you on their turn can take any one of your city cards. We'll get to the share knowledge later.
That was a lot.
Yeah, that's an action card. We'll get to that in a bit.
Action card.
Wow. Everyone, please grab your color pawns. I am brown. Terrific.
I am orange, like Goku's gi.
I'm red.
Like.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm white.
Like.
Oh, I'm.
I don't know.
White like.
Like a lollipop.
White bread.
White like red.
Why is it white bread?
Oh, white bread. They said white like red.
They don't really have brown, so I'm going to go with this gray color. I think that's what we have close to brown.
Is it?
Yes. We start off in Atlanta.
All right, here we are. Mm-hmm.
Place the matching colored points on these rolls in Atlanta.
All right.
And remove from the game the remaining roll cards. No more role playing. All right, so take the epidemic cards out of the player deck and set them aside until step 5. Cool. Shuffle the other player cards, which we have done. Deal cards to players from their initial hands, or to form their initial hands. Give cards according to the number of players. So since we're using 3, each player gets 3 cards.
Woot.
Uh-huh. I assume that's these.
All right, do we get to look at these cards?
Probably.
Then I will look at my cards.
I'm looking at my cards.
Oh, I dropped one on the floor.
Oh,
no.
Do I not
get it anymore?
Oh. Hey. 5-second rule.
5-second rule. Okay, so now I have these cards.
And I have these cards.
Are these the cities we can go to? Learning.
Yes, learning.
Downloading. While we wait, Taylor, do you have anything to plug?
I have a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah?
Taylor Rachel. And I have a podcast, Anxious Aliens. We're on a little hiatus right now, but like most people right now, we're all taking a little break, but we'll be back.
We should start a podcasting corporation.
We really should. We should just start a production company, for real.
Just name it House of Pod, considering everybody just podcasts in this house.
Yeah. And then we'll eventually be like your mom's house podcast, and then we'll have podcasts underneath us. Like
multiple podcasts.
Yes.
We just won't have famous comedians because we don't have that much clout.
Yeah, but we'll get there one day.
We'll get there. New podcasts get popular all the time without famous people.
Exactly. Plus, like, a lot of people are kind of getting sick of, like, celebrities and famous people, and they want to, like, listen to the average Joe.
Average Joes.
We're actually, like, below average.
Yeah. Basham, how's the learning going?
I'm doing pretty good. We need to shovel one epidemic card into each pile, depending on how difficult we want to make the game. We're going to go with 4, which is the minimum, because we have 3 people playing, and the more people you have playing, the easier it's going to be.
Shuffle them into each pile?
Yes. We're taking the, I think these are the disease card.
I think so. I got a bunch of countries for mine.
These are countries.
Yes. I don't know. They're officially called something else in the rules. I just read it, but there's a lot of things read.
Yes, there's a lot of knowledge being passed about.
Yeah, so we're shuffling the epidemic cards into each pile. I guess that's so you can get destroyed immediately, but don't necessarily have to.
Well, let's hope that's not the case.
Yes, we can. But the player cards have been divided into spaces. Could you guys please shuffle those?
Sure.
Whoa, I have water in my way. Do, 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 shuffling cards.
This is thrilling.
I know. This is great podcast material.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we should have, like, cartoons or something.
Oh, it would still just be a bunch of cartoon shuffling cards, or cartoon shuffling cards.
I don't know. They could be singing and dancing while shuffling cards, though. And who doesn't love singing and dancing cartoons?
What would your cartoon avatar be? Yeah, why did you take my cards?
Because those go in the infection discard pile.
Oh, because they're already infected?
I wonder how many people out there right now are playing, like, I bet a lot of people are playing board games right now. I wonder how many people are playing pandemic board games, you know?
Or is it just too touchy? Everyone's like, oh, this is too real. We can't play this. But we're go-getters here at House of Pod. Or Fort Bash, or this place.
Wherever we are in space
and
time.
Wherever we are in space and time. So remind me, the three cards that I pulled of the cities, what exactly are they there for? Are these ones that I can visit?
That is your hand. So basically, your goal is to cure a disease.
Okay.
Which just kind of means like your maximum hand you can ever have is 7. But you're trying to discover a cure, which means at any research station, you can discard 5 city cards of the same disease color to cure that disease.
All right.
Other actions include share knowledge, which means you can give a card that matches the city you're in to another player that's also in that card, or take the same card.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Treat disease is another one. Build a research station. And then we have drive or ferry, which you're just moving. A direct flight, which means you discard a city card to move to that city. Then you have a charter flight, which means you can discard the city card that matches the city you're in to move to any city. Or a shuttle flight, which you move from a city where a research station is to any other city that has a research station, which is what I was talking about earlier.
Alrighty. Sweet. I'm ready to save the world.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this.
So yeah, the basic principle is you get 4 actions, which I just named. And then at the end, you draw 2 cards. These are the player cards. And that decides which cities you infect.
Oh.
Okay, so we cure them, but then we infect them.
We're also infecting them.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Sorry.
Oh, I feel like I burp at least once per podcast.
Oh, boy.
I know. That's not good.
No. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Maybe that's like some of like one follower or listener out there who's like, I love it.
Why we only have the one listener from last week's episode. It wasn't because we said something awful and we didn't know about it. It's because people are just tired of me burping all the time. There's too much flatulence in this podcast.
Well, actually, nowadays you shouldn't be like burping in public because you particles, you know? I'm always telling Bastion, like, cover your burps.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried holding in a sneeze?
I heard that it makes your head swell.
Yeah, like
I don't know if that's real.
Aneurysm from it.
Oh no!
I feel like you can. At least that's what happens when I do it. Sorry, Basham. We are learning.
Yes, it happens.
You're also silent over there.
A little bit, but I was letting you finish talking. No need to interrupt. Anywho, we should probably place.
Yes. Let's save the world. So, do you want to go first since you have the rule book?
I can do that. So, I'm not 100% sure what I want to cure first. Or what I want to do first. Cure?
Well, you said you can discard the card to move to the different place, right? We're a team, so we can help each other,
assuming. Yes, that's true.
So,
but I can also move to Mexico City or New York, which they both have cubes on them. I might want to get to Buenos Aires, 1, 2, 3, and I can cure one. That way, if we draw a Buenos Aires card, it won't be a outbreak.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But eventually someone needs to get over to Beijing, which I don't know if that's 1, 2.
I have something in Indonesia.
Wait, yeah, how many things can we move? How does that work again?
You have 4 actions. Like from one space to another is just one movement.
Okay.
So I can go from Atlanta to Miami. That's 1. Miami to Bogota. I'm probably butchering that. 1, 2, 3 to Buenos Aires. And then 4, I'm going to use a treat disease, which just means remove one disease cube from the city you're in.
Word. Okay. Good job, Basham.
Yep.
So now you have to draw to see where else you have infected things?
Yes, which I believe... See, that's the thing. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to draw, like, two of these cards if I start, or, like, one of those, or...
Dude, I'm just reading about my beefy medic over here.
You're pretty beefy.
That first one makes sense. That second one I'm confused about. Is that just if I'm sitting on the place, I automatically removes? Oh, jeez. Automatically removes the cubes from current disease of the city you are in? So it's just like if I sit in one place, it prevents it from being diseased.
I don't know. So there's the player deck. I draw two player cards. Ooh, I got event, One Quiet Night, so I can play it anytime, which just skips the next Infect City step. And Mexico City.
Mexico City. Oh, they're getting slammed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an automatic that automatically gets how many?
I don't know. Tokens? I think we missed or something happened wrong for me because I had the infection or I had two infection cards in my hand at first.
Oh, okay. Do the cities repeat themselves? I guess that would be the.
Yes, I believe they do.
All right. Technical difficulties. What's happening?
Did all four? Oh, we never combined all four piles.
Ah, you're supposed to combine them.
Yeah, I was looking at that like, okay, something's a little bit weird here with the deck.
There's four piles.
Okay. And then because I had two infection cards for whatever reason in my hand first. Okay, now we have a nice one.
There we go.
Now we're all caught up. Words. Words are difficult.
I've used words before.
Sometimes.
So now you're just able to go to those cities. Those aren't infected, correct?
Well, it's draw two cards and then discard the seven cards, but I don't have that yet. Infect cities. I think, you need to draw the number of cards that are on this thing, and it goes up each time there's a epidemic.
So
I need to draw two infection cards. Now I'm remembering.
Now, okay. Mm-hmm. The pieces are falling together.
Yes.
We will soon save the world.
Karachi, Pakistan, and Karachi. Jakarta, Indonesia.
All right.
They both get a cube on them.
Cube. Where's the Indonesia? You said which one in Indonesia?
Indonesia is Wisconsin? Jakarta.
Istanbul, Wisconsin.
And how many does it need?
One.
One.
Where is that?
Where is it? Where is it?
Oh. Red. That right here?
Karachi.
Which sounds like sriracha. All right. Tis it my turn?
Yes.
All right. So I can discard this card to go to Algeria. Yes.
Yes.
Then I will do that. Haul my ass over here. But now my medic thing says remove all cubes of one color when doing treat disease. So when I treat the disease, all of these cubes go away, correct?
That is correct.
All right.
Then I will do that. Algeria is nice and clean now.
Wow, look at you go.
Can I build a research center there? Discard the city card that matches the city you are in. Okay, so I just...
So no, you cannot. All right, you just discarded it.
Damn! See? The power of reading, kids. Okay, so then what else do I do? I have to draw two cards?
Yes. You draw two players' cards and then two infection cards afterwards.
Oh, no! Oh, it's no. An epidemic!
No!
One, increase the infection rate marker.
Oh, no.
Now I have to do all of these?
Yes.
Two, infect, draw the bottom card from the infection deck and put three cubes on that city, discard that card. Now since you drew the building, the place that I'm in, this thing says automatically remove cubes of cured diseases from the city you are in.
and prevent them from being placed there.
So we don't have an infection on Algiers.
Yes! All right. But we still have to do...
Wait, did it say discard that card?
Draw the bottom card from the infection deck and put three cubes on it, which we don't have to do. Intensify. Shuffle the cards in the infection discard pile and put them on top of the infection deck. Man. Turn two. And I fucked everything up except for Algeria. And I think that's my turn. I don't have to do anything else, right?
Yes.
Sweet. So if we get, there are four of these.
Oh, wait, did you draw from the infection deck yet?
Draw.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you do the green yet?
Move the infection rate marker.
Oh, that means that one of those is actually being shuffled back in.
And no, draw the bottom card from the infection deck and put the three cubes on it. But I'm already on that city, and because of my thing, it doesn't get it. And then you just did the other part.
But we have to draw two infection cards after your turn.
Oh, no, that I didn't.
Yeah, that's the part that you're missing.
I drew those. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the infection. They're both. Oh, wait, no, they're just yellow ones. The Dominican Republic of Congo, Kinshasa?
Kinshasa!
I was going to say that's a wrestling thing, right?
Yeah. And then I can't pronounce that last one. Cartau.
Oh, we had that one. It's right here.
Okay, so that gets two yellow, and then this other place gets two yellow.
No, just, oh yeah.
Yeah. They both get two yellow.
Oh no, they just get one. That's just showing you how many cards you get to
draw. Oh, okay. That's not as bad though.
Kinshasa. Oh, Khartoum. But there's three on a space, which is an outbreak.
Oh, so
that moves the outbreak marker to one, and then everything connecting that gets one.
So no!
One to Lagos, one to Johannesburg, and one to Cairo.
And just a reminder, we're on outbreak number one, and if we get to eight, then we're all dead.
This is already not turning out very well, except for Algeria. They're good. All right, that is my turn, yes?
Yes.
Yes, so now, is it my turn?
Wait, in any research station, discard five city cards of the same disease color to cure that disease? So if I have five yellows, we can just discard them all and cure the disease?
Yes. In any research station. And then, but since I'm a scientist, if I get any of the four same colored cards, then I have the discover a cure action.
Oh, ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But we do need a research station. So.
I need to meet you in New York or Chicago then, because I have one of those.
Oh, you can meet up and swap stuff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I have New York and Chicago. That four would cure blue.
And I have two.
Which is not the most pressing disease right now, because we only have one in New York, but...
I do have two of the yellow, if you guys could make your way to Algeria.
But if he gave me two of his blue...
We could cure that.
And think about it. It's Milan, Montreal, Chicago, and New York.
There is more yellow.
America. We got to save us first, right?
I can head to Mexico City, though, because it's right near Chicago or New York.
This is curious. What to do. Taylor, still your turn, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't gone yet.
Oh, go for it.
Okay, so what do I just move, right? I got to move to one of these three cards.
Well, you can move.
Oh, wait, actually, I'm a researcher, so I can go to any space that you're on and give you a city card.
Well, that's nice. How kind of you.
How kind.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to match what I'm in.
All right, but getting back to me.
All right, carry on.
I'm just kidding.
Goddamn.
No, I'm confused again, so I just have to move to one of these three places.
You can do that, or you can just move your character somewhere.
Oh, okay. So I can just, okay.
I
get four moves.
Yes. And, you can either move or take off one of the cubes.
Where do I go? Where should I go?
Well, I'm already by Africa and, kind of in the Asia region.
Yeah.
So if you guys wanted to work on the Northern Hemisphere, I can, and then Basham can easily move across.
True. Or is it do I come more to like Asia?
Actually, yeah, that might, well, if you, now does she have to be in the blue area to be able to cure it?
What do you mean?
Like if you are able to get her
any research station.
Okay, then yeah. So you can. So, ooh, I can set up a research. Oh, you have to be at a research station. Anyone else
can build it, but at the city we're in.
Should I try to just go towards like Beijing?
You know, if you want, try to work. Come over to Jakku. And then
Jakarta.
And then on my turn, I can build a research station there by discarding that. So then you guys you guys have a place that you can meet up to get the blue cards.
So I'm going from Atlanta and I have four moves to get there.
Yeah, so.
So I'm going to go Chicago, San Francisco.
Then Tokyo and Milana.
Which brings me to Tokyo or Milana.
Manila.
Milana.
Milana.
Wait, who's Melania? That was the president's daughter, right?
Wife.
Yeah. Wait, were you headed to Beijing? Yeah.
Melania's the daughter.
No, it's not.
Oh my god, ew, no, I'm so sorry.
If you're headed to Beijing, you should be going to Tokyo instead.
Huh?
If you're heading to Beijing, you should be going to Tokyo.
I'm not going to Beijing. Okay. We talked about going to Jakarta, I thought, right?
Well, I mean, you could just go there just so when Basham can, I'd have to put a research center there too first. So if you want to go somewhere, or if you want to go over to like the Beijing and start kind of, so that would be.
Okay, so this is 3, 4, I'm in Seoul. All
right, so then, I'll still put one on there so then you guys can meet up.
Okay. And that's all I get to do. No, but I have to choose my cards.
Huh?
I have to choose my cards now, right?
Yes. So you draw two of those. Hopefully none of them are
epidemics. Seoul.
All right.
Which is, wow. Okay, that's where I landed. And then I have Moscow.
So then each one gets one cube?
Right.
No, that's the infection
card. Okay, so now I've got my two infection cards, which is Hong Kong and Bangkok. Hong Kong had one, so now that has, and I'm...
And that Bangkok is now an epidemic.
Yeah.
So we move up to two. Mm-hmm. And then we need...
Oh, I should have used my one quiet knight
for that. We need a black one here and a black one there.
Yeah. One on Jakarta, one on Ho Chi Minh City,
and
then one in Hong Kong,
which
turns into an epidemic.
Oh, no!
So one on Shanghai, one on Taipei,
crap.
One on Manila.
So and one.
How are you guys getting this?
Because when it goes to three, it turns into an epidemic and adds one to its the things that tie to it.
Oh, got you. I was like, you guys can just pull cards. I was like, did I miss something? And now I discard these, or do I keep these?
Yes. Now you discard those. I only moved it down once.
So there's one more outbreak.
Yes, because this Hong Kong.
Oh. Now the infection rate is 3, so we draw 3 infection cards after each turn.
This is not going well. My,
that
well
escalated
at all,
quickly,
right? That's too real.
Yeah.
I'm going to play one quiet knight, so you do not draw 3 infection cards this time.
That's your turn, right?
No, I can play it any time.
Oh, so we don't have to do that now.
Yeah. So your next turn, we don't need to do that.
Okay. We need to add the red ones on this one though.
On which one?
So this would...
I already added one, and I added one.
But then this turns into an outbreak. Because Bangkok outbreaks and hits Hong Kong.
Got you.
Yeah, there was one added from the card that added the outbreak, which adds another one, which then spreads out to there.
Oh my god, there's so many details.
I know. It's
crazy. I wish that, we could be videotaping this right now.
Yeah, we should figure out how to do that.
Yeah, because
talking to the girl on YouTube's.
Oh. That would provide a better view of what's going on rather than just like, okay, we're infecting a bunch of cities.
I have to take a picture of this.
We should at least post the pandemic board on the social medias so people can kind of see where cities are.
Yeah.
I'll get a great picture for you guys.
Sorry, we fucked it up, guys. We fucked up real bad. All right, so Basham, it's your turn. For God's sake, please save us.
Okay, well, at least we start with no infections.
So you can move first. Where are you even at?
I'm down in Buenos Aires.
You can cure those two and then move over here.
I can't cure the red. Someone needs to build a research station somewhere over here so I can quick transport from station to station.
Well, I'm gonna build one on Jakku. Jakarta.
Yeah, I was gonna.
I keep saying Jakarta.
I think we need one a little closer, maybe in Lagos, because I can move over there, build a research station, and then move on. Khartoum.
We can see. I'm banking. Yeah, I have two of the yellows. So if I can get two of the yellows from you guys, then we can. cure that. But we have to get to it. That's why I figured at least with Taylor, if she gets the blues, even though that really actually, isn't that big of a deal.
I can move over and give you Mexico City from here. I'm close enough.
Oh, sure.
San Paulo, Madrid, Algiers, and here is Mexico City.
All right, so I just need one more. One more.
That's my four, so I'm going to draw two cards. I got San Francisco and Tokyo. Oh, yeah, I need to get over to you because I can give you all the blue cards.
Yeah.
There's so many blue cards.
Or you can give me two, either way. Like two cards transferred cures it. We just need to be near Atlanta.
True, so I'll still build one in there. Taylor can move over to it by this turn at this next turn.
Yeah, you desperately need to go over to this red section and start curing things. Don't need to draw infections. So your turn, sir.
All right. So I will discard this card to build a research center on it. Do we have to cure the disease before?
I think we need to be on Jakarta discard it.
Oh, really?
Shit.
Yeah, you gotta get over here.
Yeah, shit. Discard the city card that matches the city you are in to place a research station there.
Okay, so you need to be I'll go in Jakarta. 1, 2, take that off.
Take it off. Okay.
All right, we had some technical difficulties, but we're kind of back. Nothing really missed except that I've just once again screwed over the Asia side by pulling Beijing. Now we dealt with the epidemic from that,
yeah,
which actually didn't do much.
One on Shanghai, one on Seoul. So like that, as far as worst case scenarios are concerned, that was the best worst case scenario.
Yeah, that's very true.
Except now it's got four cubes on it. You need to run.
Yeah, and we're still like halfway there. So, but that's the end of my turn. So Taylor, it's your turn.
All right. So I'm in Seoul. Do I go to Beijing?
I would. Yeah, I would get a couple off of those because if
an outbreak hits Shanghai or Beijing, then we're done. Same with Hong Kong.
Well, there's already an outbreak in Beijing.
Yeah, one you can remove. I don't know. What do you say? Remove three cubes from that. Just like three cures.
I was gonna say remove cubes from this because these two are the next. If they hit, if either of these get an outbreak, the other one is gonna break out.
Mm-hmm. And then that's an outbreak there and there. Yeah.
In Bangkok. Okay. So I'm going to go to Shanghai. So that's one move. Then in order to, what is it on my thing? I can treat a disease, which means remove one disease cube. So that's one. So that's another thing. So now I'm at two actions.
And then if you can move to Beijing or Hong Kong.
Do you want me to stay in Shanghai or do you want me to go to Beijing? Because then that's so three, and then my cure. Fourth.
Yes, you can take one off Beijing or take one off Hong Kong.
Is it better to go and be preventative in Hong Kong, or is it better to stay in Beijing, go to Beijing?
Possibly, because we just pulled Beijing, so we know we might not get
that. I would go to Hong Kong, only because, like I said, if Hong Kong breaks, then that breaks, which will then hit that, which then that breaks, and it's just that'll start a chain reaction. That because I'm saying that because I'm looking at the board on the side and can't read vertically.
Okay.
Yeah. also on my turn, I can get a little bit like closer to you and then you can come near me and then take one of the blue cards and we can start working on a cure.
Okay.
And I only need one yellow card to way away from here I'll be and save.
Way.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
Well, no, you need two more. We need five. She needs four.
Dang, that's right. All right. So, Bash, it's your turn, right? No, did you draw your infection stuff?
Oh, shit. No. God damn it. Buenos Aires and Miami. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, now you got two yellow cards, so you can help out Mike. You just need to be over.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm supposed to be doing three now?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. Now I got to pull a third one?
No, not that one.
No?
No, we always get two of our player cards. So the infection cards are the ones that increase to three.
We've got Atlanta, Montreal, and...
you didn't think about that.
No, I didn't. That was ice. Monsters attacking us.
Karachi, Pakistan.
Okay, wait. Atlanta, Montreal, and Pakistan?
And, yeah, Karachi.
Karachi?
I could be saying that wrong, and I apologize. I'm going to butcher a lot of these names.
What color is that one?
That is a blue, sir.
A blue. All right.
A blue.
Oh, wait. No, that's a black. Yeah, that's black.
Karichi.
It's right, you know, it's right around.
Karichi.
It's right.
Hey, you know.
Here.
Is that one?
That one? That one?
I thought we already had one on.
Just like
it's right here. Yeah, oh, it's a pandemic.
Oh, that's shit. An outbreak.
God. None of us thought about
so
that.
So this moves down, right?
Yep.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
So we're on Mumbai. We're one so on Delhi.
Jeez, that's just Tehran, all over the fucking place. God damn it.
And then, I'm sorry, Taylor, what were the other ones that you got?
Buenos Aires, Miami.
Okay.
Well, those are
the infection ones.
We have Atlanta, Montreal.
Montreal and Atlanta. Those each have one. Nothing major.
Oh, shit. The CDC is infected.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Zombie outbreak.
All right. Now it's Bash's turn. Bash him. Save us. Whew. For God's sake. We're so screwed right now.
Ooh.
You're my hero.
Mean,
oh, my
God. Bash him. Bash him. Okay, I'm actually going to. You guys think I should move to Istanbul and then we can build a research station there for
yes.
quick transport?
Yes.
Yes.
Right fast, in the center.
That fast way. Travel, fast travel.
So one move, one discard Istanbul, and we have a research station.
We'd probably have this whole episode be pandemic at this point.
Yeah, this is not looking good.
Also,
okay, Mike.
Oh, what's up?
Never mind. I can move toward. See, one, two, I can move to Karachi, but I can't actually cure anything there. But that would be one, two, three moves for Taylor. Then she can take one of my cards, either San Francisco, New York, or Chicago. And then she just needs one more next round.
I could also move there, too, and she can give me her yellow cards. Mm-hmm. And then if I would remove all of the marks from whatever's on there.
That's a good idea. All right, we have a plan.
All right,
next.
So...
Oh, wait, I need to infect things, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Great.
This game gets very brutal very quickly.
Wash your hands.
We asked 100 people in a survey. Right. Is this the first time Basham has said that sentence? Survey says.
One out of Istanbul. All right.
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, it's only one, and I'm already
there.
I know,
there. But you just made a research... You infected it.
One on San Paolo. I mean, well, I'm running around the country curing diseases.
Yeah, you're also spreading it.
And then
what
one,
a catch-22.
Right?
One on Essen.
Oh, no. Okay. No.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Where
what
is
it? Essen?
Essen. Essen, Germany.
Oh, it's blue.
Germany.
Is it? Oh. What's happening to us?
How many Americans does it take to find Germany?
Are you? No, you're on Istanbul.
It's not there.
No,
it's
right
there.
Jeez.
Oh, the color in here said black. It's a blue color.
Uh-huh.
Lies.
Lies. All right, Mike's turn. One, two, three, cure.
And you're curing
all of
Karicha.
It. Oh, I dropped the black
right.
one. No, no.
Karachi. Got it.
So that's settled. I draw two cards. Oh, God, please.
Dirt!
Oh! That's an epidemic card.
Oh, boy.
I draw two, right? All right, move the infected rate marker forward one space.
What's the other one out of curiosity?
Draw the bottom card from the... Oh, it's Okusawa.
Alright.
Draw the bottom card from the infection deck and put three cubes on that city.
That would be Kinshasa.
Oh, they got that's they've been infected.
Oh, great.
Three cubes, like in addition? Because there's already two.
Draw the bottom card from the infection and put three cubes on it.
Okay, there's five on there now.
So that's an outbreak.
We're tied.
Which brings one to Lagos, Khartoum, and Johannesburg.
Oh, man. All right.
All right, another updated picture for the board.
Oh, and then I have to draw these, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to draw now four of them.
New York, New York. China, India. It's a black.
Chennai,
India. Where? Oh, it's a black
right
one
there.
Right
that's
there.
Fine.
New
York has two now, but it's still fine. Chennai has two.
Lima in Peru,
right there.
Okay, that first one for Lima. We're not doing bad. We are starting to run low on yellow cubes somehow.
And how we doing Rydon in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, we're starting to run low on reds, too.
Rydon over here.
All right, cool. No more infections. Jesus. We have two more. If we get two more outbreaks, then it's game over, man.
Mm-hmm. Game over, man. R.I.P.
All right.
I think we're going to build Paxton pretty strong here.
And that is the end of my turn.
All right. Now it is my turn.
Taylor, give me some of those yellows.
So do you want me to just give you three of them?
I think I just need five, but I'll take it.
And
we'll figure out
what how does it works. Mean that like I give them to you so I can...
Give the card that matches the city you are in. Oh,
so
wait.
Is this three actions of mine?
Wait, you have to give the card or take that card from another player. So to share knowledge, we have to be in the same city, and you have to give the card that matches that city. Have we been giving ourselves false hope the whole time?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I said, this thing that the shared knowledge, it says, either give the card that matches the city you are in to another player.
I can give cards not in that city.
Oh, okay, so...
So yeah, you guys still.
So Taylor, can't trade me anything.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Unless you do it through me.
All right. Oh, so then go ahead. So then you, Taylor, I guess, if just get close enough to Basham, and then he'd be able to trade the blue blue cards, even though we don't really need it. Oh no!
I mean, this is going to be a whole turn for me just to get to him.
Yeah, you can get to Baghdad or Moscow, and then the next round I can give you two cards, I guess.
Now, is it like a card per turn?
Yeah. Discard the city card that matches. Oh wait, hold on.
So, because it's
an action.
Okay, because I have a bunch of reds.
Sheer knowledge is an action, so.
Because you can give me a red at one point.
Yes, I can.
I also have a red.
So if you can get that from him.
So I can give you a red. I can give you two blues.
Yes.
Even though the blue is like nothing.
All right. So what am I doing for my turn?
I would get close to Basham.
And this is him?
No, he's right here.
This? Okay.
We
so
just did this one trying to go for a cure because those
two,
reds are looking bad.
Three.
Yeah, you need to go help with the reds after this.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that was fun. Mm-hmm. We have Karachi again.
And
those are just the ones you hold on to. We don't put anything on there.
Oh.
Yeah, but you
and
need
I
to
also
discard to seven after this.
Keep and going. I also have resilient population. Play at any time, not in action. Remove any one card in the infection discard pile from the game. You may play this between the infect and intensify steps of the epidemic.
Not quite sure what that means.
I don't get it either. Basham, what does this mean?
Oh, that means that, say we drew Bangkok again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, no. Yeah. At this point, you could take this, and after we draw Bangkok, take it out of the infection pile, so there's no way that we're ever going to draw that card ever again.
Gotcha.
Cool. Okay. All right.
Now I have to pick four of these. Where are we infecting, guys?
Oh, God. It could literally end right here.
It could, because they just shuffled the cards.
If this was a reality show, we would be cutting the commercial right now.
We have Jakarta.
Huh?
Or Jakku. Jakarta.
That would be a breakout.
Damn!
Breakout!
Oh, my God.
Breakout.
Which brings one, two, city.
No, doesn't
one,
that,
two, Ho Chi Minh
doesn't
city.
That make
Bangkok.
That a breakout?
Another one to Bangkok.
Is that another breakout?
We're dead.
Well, Chennai breaks out too. So yes, we have officially died.
Oh, we lost the game?
That
but
is
I didn't
correct.
Even get to these cards.
Oh man.
It doesn't matter because four more reds we would have lost anyway. If you can't place any of the markers, you also lose.
Damn.
Yeah, that's why I said this game's easier with more people, because then people can run around and you have more cards to work with.
Wow.
Yeah, because in order to get to somebody on the board with not that many players, that could be one or two of your rounds. Mm-hmm. And then you're also not doing anything to stop it, but you're also pulling more cards.
Yep.
Oh my God, it's like riding the bus.
Yeah, this game's intense.
So it's like riding the bus. So if we were to fast forward this in time, the Northern, or at least America, would be good. Because by that time, she would have been able to find the cure for that. But most of the other countries would get wiped out.
Yeah. Actually, North and South America, as well as, parts of Africa, would be fine. But South Africa.
Yeah, the Middle East and then Asia are screwed. Well, yeah. That was an exciting game.
That was fun.
Of pandemic.
We might have been able to get to Seoul and Tokyo, but...
Oof, man. Did not expect it to lose.
Yeah, especially that quickly.
Yeah, especially that quickly.
It's like, all right, we figured out how the game goes, and we lost.
And we're all dead.
So I think what we should do, now that we kind of know how to play it a couple times, like kind of see the ways that it can work, and then redo.
Do another part pandemic
two.
Episode.
Yeah.
Part two where we win, which might be like part 87, but.
There's always the underdog story. When the cards are down, and the rest of that quote that I can't remember.
Yep.
Exactly.
So yeah, I guess that's the end of the podcast. Sorry for fucking up the entire world, guys.
Yeah, didn't intend on doing that today.
But America's still good. Chicago has nothing on it. So for for Chicago and our fan out in Ashland, Oregon, you guys are totally safe. Awesome. All right. Taylor, you want to tell them your YouTube/podcast stuff one more time?
Yes. The podcast is Anxious Aliens, you know, like a pun off of Ancient Aliens. And then my YouTube channel is Taylor Rachel. That's TayLorRachael, because my mom decided to throw another A into Rachel.
They're like, you should have two first names.
Yeah.
Perfect. Then, yeah, as always, follow us at House of Pod 1 on all the social media stuff. We're slowly going to sound more professional now that we have a means of record or a machine to produce the recording.
I'm the machine.
Eventually, nobody listens enough for us to be like, we have a Patreon. Help us buy help us buy equipment so we can podcast more.
Thank you all for that 35 cents.
Yeah.
Steph and I did that before we ever recorded an episode.
What?
I'm not going to tell you how much money we raised, but let me tell you, it bought this mic that we're using right now.
Dear God. Okay. We're going to set up a Patreon, guys. I believe the next week or the week after that, we'll be doing our pandemic D&D campaign.
Crows and quarantines.
Yeah, so we're pretty close to that. I think we were talking about doing some Netflix, what's it called?
Yes, now that everyone's seen Tiger King, what do we watch? I think we need to figure this out.
I definitely have a few good movies under the belt that we can do, but we'll talk about that next week, along with our first matchup of our Tournament of Power, which isn't the proper name for it, so because I don't want...
Yeah, that's taken already.
Yeah.
The Dark Tournament. God damn it, that one's taken.
The Dark Tournament. Mortal Kombat, but spelled properly.
Oh, yes. Mortal Kombat. Wait, see?
Exactly. Yeah, so thanks for joining us, everyone. For House of Pod, I'm Mike.
I'm Bash.
And I'm Taylor.
See you guys later.